I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. We're starting our conversation this morning with Kim Klingbeil. She is with Heartland Community College. She is a program coordinator, and we're talking about some big changes at the Heartland campus right here in Pontiac because, Kim, we've got you here to talk about the fact that a program is launching that's going to be taken care of 100% on the Pontiac campus.
Yes, Todd, it is exciting, and thank you for having us on this morning.
Well, what is the program that's getting started? Because I realize just a few seats left for this first time around, but this is just a precedent that's going to be repeated in the future. So what exactly is happening right now?
On Monday, we will begin our dental assistant training program. It is one of our short-term career-ready programs that allows students over just several weeks, not months or years, to go to work. And this one is our dental assisting program. Dental assistants will be trained and then ready to walk into any dentist's office and start to work.
Well, it sounds like an exciting possibility, especially, as you say, we're not talking about even the traditional 2 years of an associate's degree. We're talking about just a matter of weeks.
Absolutely. Now, these students will also be sort of the cream of the crop to be accepted into a two-year program. There's a dental hygienist program, as a matter of fact, at Parkland Community College. And so these folks will be set up to begin that program and be easily accepted into that program. But that's the key, is that within weeks, not months or even years, these folks are ready to go to work.
And we want to emphasize that one of the key things about this program is, as we say, it's happening entirely in Livingston County, so people don't have to worry about the commute down Interstate 55 to get to the normal campus.
Nope. We will be entirely on our Pontiac campus and with a local instructor, Connie Snyder, who is a dental assistant working in the community for many years. All of that is happening on the Pontiac campus, and no need to travel.
As I understand it, this is going to be the first of several classes, not just for dental assisting. Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. We have a wide range of career training programs, and traditionally we have run them in Bloomington Normal. And those folks in Livingston or our district way down in Logan County, they're coming to us, meeting in the middle, as it were. This is the first time we're taking a program up north that will exclusively be up north. And I'm hoping that it is the first of many programs that we run. Phlebotomist, vet tech, possibly even a welding or a truck driver training program. We want to bring those directly to Livingston County without the travel.
And I understand this dental assistance class has been a hit. It's pretty much completely full.
Absolutely. Only a few seats left, and as a matter of fact, registration will end today, and the seats are full. So we have just a few seats open, but we are otherwise full and ready to run, and we'll hopefully have another program within the year, because, again, this one was really successful.
Well, where should people look if they're looking for programs like this? As we say, not many seats left for this particular time around, but where do people get the information they need to know what's coming up?
The best place to look is online, Heartland Community College Continuing Education Career Training. Check it out online, and then, of course, we distribute a booklet with all of the classes, career training, professional development, and personal enrichment that we're running in Normal, in Pontiac, and, of course, in Lincoln. So the booklet, but online, is a great way to get the most up-to-date information. Don't hesitate to give us a call at any one of our campuses and talk to a live person.
When we talk about these kinds of programs where we're getting ready for a job-ready situation in just a few weeks, are you signing up as a full-time student? Will you be attending classes all day, or will this be worked into your schedule, or how does it work for these kind of programs?
Really great question. We understand that our students are often working other jobs, if not going to school in other programs. So typically, these are offered in the evenings, and the dental assistant program, for example, will be twice a week. So it is not going to take up every minute of your day. You can work that into your schedule.
Well, Kim, we appreciate you telling us about this program because, as you say, this is exciting news to take away. The commute is a great relief for a lot of people and actually could make education possible for a lot of people.
Exactly. Being accessible and affordable is a really big piece of the puzzle. Not only do we want the quality education, again, the career training in just a few weeks, but that it is actually accessible to all of our students.
We've been talking with Kim Klingbeil. She is program coordinator at Heartland Community College. We've been talking about the dental assistant program that's getting started in just a few days and about programs that'll be coming up in the future. Also joining us this morning from Heartland Community College, Steve Fast. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Todd. Good morning.
It is good to have you here because, as always, all kinds of things going on at Heartland Community College. We just wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up, and there's some spring enrichment courses coming up, I understand, right here in Pontiac.
Absolutely. We have spring classes going and summer and fall registration's about to begin, so everything happening all at once. The enrichment classes at the Pontiac locations are for adults or people, that anyone that wants to learn something new, basically. And we have a couple of things that will be starting here shortly, and registration is open for these now. One of them is a ceramics open studio. That will be at the Mill Street location. Local artist Kate Sartoris is running that. And basically this provides you the fundamentals of building in clay. So if you want to learn a little bit about pottery, you can sign up for this course, which begins on April 4th.
Very good. I know the painting course that you offered at Valentine's Day was a great success, so we hope the same is true for the clay.
Yeah, and it's absolutely something where you can go from having very little exposure to this kind of artwork to learning how to make something and have something to bring home with you by the end of the course.
Well, I understand there's also a course coming up where I can have something to put on the table, which is the kind of thing I like. You're having a cooking class.
I hope you had breakfast, Todd, because as I talk about this, I'm getting hungry myself.
Okay.
This is a celebration of Cinco de Mayo, so of course it's coming up on May 1st, and this is one of the great cooking and food courses. This will be held at the brand new state-of-the-art Livingston Area Career Center kitchen. And culinary arts instructor Scott Rowan, Chef Scott Rowan, is heading this one up. And it's all about maybe the side of Mexican cuisine that you don't know a lot about or maybe don't know a lot to cook. You'll have authentic recipes, including avocado black bean quesadillas, watermelon guacamole, homemade tortilla chips, and even traditional Mexican chocolate milkshakes and churros. And the good thing about these courses is you learn how to make them, and then you get to eat them.
That's the part I like the best. You're absolutely right. The consumption portion of it. And I haven't been to Mexico in a long time, but I still like the food. So it sounds like it's going to be a great class. Speaking of great classes, Steve, as you mentioned, summer and fall registration getting started already. So what's going on?
Well, summer class registration is now open. It's ready to go. So if there are any summer classes that you or someone you know are looking to get on their schedule, now is the time to check it all out. I should mention that registration starts pretty soon on April 3rd for fall classes. So if you are looking to take credit courses at Heartland in the fall, now is a good time to meet with an advisor and take a look at what courses you might want to get into and be ready for the time of open registration. But the summer courses, of course, go the whole gamut. You have the enrichment courses, like I had just mentioned, some more of them coming up in the summer. But also, if you have kids, and I mean by kids, I mean ones that are still in junior high or grade school looking for something to do, there are a bunch of summer day camps that will be offered. And these are under the title of youth enrichment, all sorts of things that you can sign kids up to do, and that could take a half a day or a full day, everything from a young writer's workshop to public speaking. There's a magician's workshop for grades 4 through 8, and if you have a kid that's maybe a little bit more interested in the outdoors, there's a Illinois Department of Natural Resources guided junior naturalist camp for grades 4 through 8 too. And some of these classes run in the morning, some in the afternoon. You can sign kids up for both in the case of they can start in the morning, take a little break, and then continue in the afternoon. So it's a full day of activities. And some of the classes are just shorter. For instance, we have a cooking class that's only 3 hours for kids.
Well, it sounds like a lot of good stuff, Steve. Where can people find out more, I guess, is the obvious question.
The best way to check everything out is to go to heartland.edu, and when you look in the classes and registration, if you're looking specifically for classes offered on the Pontiac campus, there's a tab just for that. You can find that. You can search Pontiac. You can search for course registration, anything you need to find, and you can always just call us if you have any questions at 309-268-3000. 8160.
Well, Steve, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today, but I want to say thanks to both you and Kim for all this great information, and we encourage people to use those contacts. Heartland.edu is the place to go online. Steve, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, Todd.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.